This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Talk Live. We're launching into the third hour of the program. You dial toll-free. Take control of the airwaves here. Our number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We're talking about government internet. And, I mean, put those two words together, you know you're talking about something that's going to be slow. You know you're talking about something that's going to be broken half the time. Unreliable at best. And we're going to tell you a little bit more about what it's like in Australia on the so-called National Broadband Network that Australia has been promising, their government's been promising for more than a decade. We'll give you more details on that. It's Ian and Chris in the studio, but first to the phones and to the fun. We got Robert listening in Ohio. You're listening to me on the radio. Go ahead, Robert.
Hello. You guys were talking about cable modems and the difference between, you know, fiber and cable and the upstream about them. Now, the one thing about DOCSIS 3, which is the standard that the cable modems use, all of the data is actually below everything else. The maximum that you can get in terms of downstream is about a gigabit with DOCSIS 3, but upstream is 64 megabits. That's the maximum, and that's shared amongst every other person on the node,
Oh, wow, that's really,
really
slow.
That is so low.
Yeah, it's getting worse and worse. I mean, like out where I'm at, all we get is 4G, and Sprint decided that, you know, more people want download than upload.
Mm-hmm.
So we can get 400 megabits down, but they max out at about 8 megabits up. So it's just getting worse and worse with upstream.
My God. Well, I know I've heard that the wireless providers are talking about rolling out 5G now, and that supposedly they're going to be providing wireless home access level internet connections. So instead of just marketing wireless, you know, coverage for your cell phone, they would actually have routers for your home. So they would enter essentially
into the... That's going to get capped big time, and then they're also going to have really slow up speeds. I guarantee it. It's There's no question
about
it.
You're probably right, but I can tell you, I've sat in a New York City airport on a T-Mobile connection because I've got the Google Fi phone where I can hop between different connections, three different companies. And the T-Mobile connection, I had a upstream of nearly 100 megabits per second on my phone.
Yeah, but that's because you're basically over Wi-Fi.
No.
Yeah, and it depends on the Wi-Fi.
I was on cell phone.
Well,
it's on the cell phone.
Or Wi-Fi the standard.
It's hopping between a Wi-Fi access point in order to get those 100 megabit per second up speeds.
Well, I mean, I was not on Wi-Fi at that time. I was using just LTE. I was just using a phone. I was blown away.
I do believe.
I couldn't believe it.
I do believe that the service, the Google service that you're talking about. Mm-hmm. I don't know how it shows it to you, but I'm pretty sure that you are not getting. You were not doing that over 4G. I mean, I could be wrong. But
so you're saying the Google Android phone, when you press the Wi-Fi button to turn off Wi-Fi, it's actually lying to you?
I suspect so. Something along those lines.
They might be using something called a macro cell, which is basically using unlicensed spectrum. It's kind of Wi-Fi, but it's still over the local frequencies. It only really covers that building, and that would give them a lot more bandwidth as well.
Right, so it's kind of misleading. You're not going to get that anywhere else.
Yeah, it was amazing. 100 megabits on my phone. Robert, thanks for the tech info here tonight on the limits
of the
DOCSIS 3.0 system. I appreciate hearing from you, because we've been talking about these government internet access points in Australia. They're talking about rolling out the NBN, the National Broadband Network. They promised it in 2007. It was what was called the Labor government at the time. Said it would cost $43 billion, and they're going to give fiber internet to every single home in Australia, which, as you pointed out, is impossible.
It's not happening. I think even if you go into the details of like what they were planning, they weren't actually planning to do that. They admitted that they were basically going to. That's, I guess, what the idea was for the cities, but for the rural areas, it was never going
to
be that.
Well, it doesn't cost a politician anything to make a false promise. I mean, to make a promise that it was unbelievable. He had probably had no idea of what the limits of this technology or what the costs would actually be.
I'm not saying that they won't get 98.9% of people in Australia on, because most of the population is.
They won't, because it's the government.
Let me rephrase this. I believe that they could.
If they weren't the government,
because
maybe.
The population, right, because the population is focused in the cities. If it wasn't, if it was more like the United States, then I would be like, yeah, that's not happening.
So they promised.
But obviously the government also creates problems, so it's, you know, the rollout's just, they're not happening.
So 2 years after it was announced, they then promised it would be done by 2017, delivering this fiber to the premises technology to 93% of homes and businesses nationwide. So they changed it to 93 right out the gate. But that rollout experienced delays and mismanagement that soured the Australian public's perception of the project. In response, the opposition party in Australia, led by someone named Tony Abbott, countered with its own pledge, saying they could deliver a version of the network faster at a far cheaper cost. The compromise? Using copper phone cables already in place and taking the more advanced fiber to the premises off the table completely. In this plan, Australian houses would be connected to nodes. From those nodes, the existing copper network would connect to premises, a technology known as fiber to the node. Malcolm Turnbull, then working as the opposition's communications and arts minister, pledged the rollout would be completed by the end of 2016. And they elected him. His coalition won the 2013 election, ousting the Labor government and installing its own NBN plan. Now, before we go on with this ridiculous example of, you know, how government works, or in this case doesn't, let's point this out. When you've got two different political parties making promises about how great they can do the internet, that's not competition. Just to make sure we're clear, competition is something that happens in a marketplace that's relatively unrestricted, wherein people who don't have to ask permission, people who can just get investment money, that's not your money, it's not tax dollars, people get investment money, they put their money up, their investors' money up, and they take risks in order to bring a product to a marketplace or a service to a marketplace in order to beat the other guy. Competition's when you have two entities in a place trying to get, you know, market share. That's what competition is. It's not the same thing when you've got two political parties vying for your votes, because they're spending your money and only one of them's going to get in. And when that one gets in, they're still running the damn government, and government doesn't have the incentives that people in the market have. Government isn't responsive to what the marketplace wants. Government doesn't care what you want, ultimately, and they don't care that you didn't get it in the amount of time that they promised you. You know why? Because you're going to pay them next year whether you like their service or not. If they don't get their internet to you in 2016 like they promised, or in 2018 like the other people promised, then what are you going to do? Stop paying taxes?
Good luck.
Because most people aren't going to stop paying taxes because they're afraid of going to jail.
No, they can't. You know, it's crazy because people end up becoming dependent on government, and then they have this impression that if government went away, they wouldn't be able to survive. And it's the opposite is true. If the government went away, you probably would have more money in your pocket.
You would thrive.
Because the government is so inefficient at everything that you end up losing money. So even though you're depending on – and you know the crazy thing is they're actually a significant percentage of the population has actually become dependent. Dependent on government in some places for babysitting, like something as simple as babysitters, they can't afford because of how much the government is stealing from them in taxes. That they now have to rely on government, government babysitters.
Abbott's coalition won the 2013 election and stated their own plan. Instead of delivering high-speed fiber, the coalition promised a multi-technology mix, or MTM, that would see around 71% of Australians retaining their copper wiring. The remaining 29% would use a mix of existing infrastructure, hybrid fiber coaxial connections, or fiber to the premises technology. It was promised to be faster, cheaper, and delivered to Australians sooner. In 2018, this compromised version of the NBN, the National Broadband Network, is still not even close to complete. It's a, using existing infrastructure. Yeah. They haven't even completed it. It's a sore point, a failure so tragic it has become a punchline. My internet is down again. Oh, you must be on the NBN. That was probably a terrible Australian accent. But tish, right? That's the joke, right? So there's more about this here. So remember, we told you about the nodes originally. If you're just tuning in here, these nodes that the government has set up to which the fiber is then connected and then other, you know, copper wires are run from. And we'll tell you what's going on with them coming up here in moments.
We have some good news. The indictments against Ross Ulbricht in the District of Maryland were dismissed with prejudice, meaning they can never be refiled. This is especially good because those indictments contain the only charge ever made that Ross engaged in murder for hire. This was a serious allegation that Ross Ulbricht denies. It was never prosecuted or ruled on by a jury, but was trumpeted by the federal government and the media as if it were proven fact. The Maryland court held these indictments for almost 5 years, poisoning Ross's case and leaving him under a cloud of unproven allegations. As explained in Ross's appeal to the Supreme Court, the fact that the judge used these allegations to give Ross a draconian sentence of double life without parole violated his Sixth Amendment right to a jury trial. Judges are required to issue sentences based on convictions decided by a jury, not unproven allegations, never even charged at trial. Although this is a positive development, the dropped indictment will not set Ross free. Now, a presidential pardon is Ross's only hope of freedom. Sign the petition at FreeRoss.org. FreeRoss.org.
Your property and your family are precious. Protect them with Blink. Blink motion-activated HD cameras are wire-free, set up fast, and their batteries last up to 2 years. And Blink's live feed option lets you monitor what's happening in your home anytime, anywhere. No contracts, no subscriptions, and Blink works with Alexa. You can get three Blink cameras for way less than the other guys, plus an extra 15% off. Visit BlinkProtect.com/FTL. BlinkProtect.com/FTL. Blink is an Amazon company.
Bitcoin.com wants you to know about SaveItPurse.com. Since launching in 2014, over 200,000 users have saved an average of 15% for a combined $4 million using Bitcoin, or BTC. And now, you can use Bitcoin Cash, BCH, to fund your account. You can save between 5 to 33% on things you're going to buy anyway when you shop using SaveItPurse.com. Add items to your cart, fund your account, select your discount, and save. SaveItPurse.com. SaveATPurse.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You're invited here to join us on the radio. Our number here, 855-450-FREE. We're talking tech, talking about the internet, and how to absolutely fail with internet technology, with upgrading internet connections in homes across an entire country. Here's how you fail. You put the government in charge of it. Like is what happened in Australia. With you in the studio tonight, by the way, it's Ian.
And Chris.
Now, the good news is, when it comes to cryptocurrencies, if you're in Australia, you're fine, as long as you've got a working internet connection. Because if you're doing crypto, you don't need a whole lot of bandwidth in order to send some crypto transaction or receive crypto. It's very, very small amounts of data. So even if you're in Australia, you too can use Zencash. Oh, wait, it's now called Horizon. They've changed the name of Zencash to Horizon. It's now a privacy platform because it's more than just cryptocurrency. It's built on zero-knowledge technology with a decentralized secure node architecture, and they've got an excellent set of nodes. There's actually more nodes in the Zencash system than there are in Bitcoin, so it's very secure from that aspect. The Horizon platform also enables real-life uses beyond cryptocurrency. Already, they've got a chat platform built in there. And soon, Horizon will enable you to publish information and go anywhere on the web, all with complete privacy. Horizon is bringing privacy to life. You can learn more at horizon.global, horizen.global. As we continue here, for those of you just tuning in, we're kind of giving you a brief history, according to CNET.com, of how bad the internet has been in Australia, where they are ranked at number 50, according to the Akamai. I guess they do like a yearly release on which countries have the fastest internet. They call it the State of the Internet Report. Australia at number 50 in a recent version of that report. Back in 2007, the politicians made all kinds of promises, saying they were going to install fiber to every home in Australia, and ultimately completely failed to do that. They then, Australian voters, voted in the opposition, who had promised to do it better by using existing copper wire technology. You know, the stuff that's been in your house since 1950. That technology.
Yeah, ADSL. They basically are rolling out ADSL to Australia. Just rolling it out.
So, I mean, they've had ADSL, but now they're talking about, you know, somehow making that better.
So, yeah, so basically they'll probably get a little bit faster ADSL, so maybe you'll get up to 25 megabits a second as opposed to before you only got 3 megabits a second, something like that.
Maybe, but not
even
there yet.
Not even to everybody, just to people who are close enough to the node.
Very close to the phone company, basically.
Right. If you're in a town, for example, and you're living inside the town, you might be able to get 25 megabits a second with ADSL. Yeah. If you're living on the outskirts of the town, you're probably gonna get less. Like,
I think
maybe
the rule is typically if you're within 3 miles of the telco.
Right. Yeah, something along those lines. Yep.
Speeds.
Yep.
So back to the story here from CNET. Again, both political groups, the coalition here, what are they called here? They don't even say what the name of the party is, but these two different political groups failing. They have not met their deadlines, which of course means they've gone over in their costs as well. They haven't talked about the costs here in the story, but if they're not meeting the deadlines, you know they're going over in costs. In 2016, a node was installed on Reddin Drives. Remember, their plan now that they're supposedly still working on is to have these nodes to which then the copper wires are hooked, and then purportedly the node has a larger internet connection on the outside of it. But of course, as you pointed out, I think it was off the air, if you've got a copper wire going to a fiber node, you can still only take the data that can go over the copper wire, so it doesn't matter that the fiber is at the node.
Yeah, exactly. You're maxed out at whatever current copper technology is capable of handling, and unfortunately, that's not a whole heck of a lot. So
imagine like this. Like, you've got your dryer vent, right? You've got a 4-inch diameter on the dryer vent. And typically, you would hook your dryer vent up with a 4-inch diameter to the vent on the outside of the house, with the dryer hose, right? Well, now imagine hooking it up with a 1-inch hose instead of a 4-inch hose, but you're still hooking it up to another 4-inch hose on the end of the, at the end of the house, but obviously, you can't benefit from that in any way. You're not benefiting from the 4 inches at all because you've got a 1-inch hose that's going between two 4-inch connections. That's essentially what we're talking about here with the copper lines. You just can't fit a lot of data over those lines.
They might be able to increase it in some areas if they run, for example, a fiber out to the outskirts of town. Then maybe people can get 25 megabits per second out there from 3 or 6 or something like that.
But there's a limit, though.
Yeah, there's a limit because of the fiber or because of the copper. And the thing is, this is the crazy thing. So
people might be able to get faster speeds with copper down the road, mm-hmm. but they're still limited by the copper. And as you time goes by, the fiber will also get faster.
Correct.
But the fiber is always going to be faster than the copper or the coaxial. So the best way to solve the problem long term is to upgrade the underlying infrastructure right. to all the way to the home and not stop halfway and pay a fortune for it. And then of course not even get what you're paying for.
In 2016, a node was installed on Redden Drive in Kellyville, a 40-minute drive northwest of Sydney. 2 years later, on a clear afternoon in July, I'm trying to locate the unlucky internet cabinet twice destroyed now by wayward cars. It's planted somewhere along the road, but I'm not sure where exactly. I pull onto Redden Drive, heading south, and take a slight curve around a blind uphill bend. Two bright yellow bollards jump into view. Now, I had to look up what a bollard was. It's those cylindrical pylons, basically. And a pylon's not the right word, but the cylindrical, like, barrier thing that you'll see on roads.
Oh, yeah, 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 places. Okay.
Bright yellow ones jump into view. The green node behind them. The fluorescent bollards look out of place among the monotonous suburban fencing and drab sidewalks. They look almost alien. The bollards were added in May of 2018 to protect the node, according to an NBN Co. spokesperson. 2 months after the dual crashes in March, a decision was made to install the bollards on the node's northeastern side as a barrier between oncoming traffic and the box. If a car were to swerve off the road and into the node, it would crumple against the hard steel of those bright yellow barriers. Arthur, a senior Kellyville resident who declined to give his last name, believes the node was planted in the wrong place altogether. He describes the bend before the node is dangerous and explains that the road is cambered in the wrong way, increasing the likelihood drivers will take out the box. Another resident of Redden Drive, who's lived on the road for 17 years, said the streets become a thoroughfare for motorists trying to bypass the busy main roads in recent times. At speed, the node is a target. It sits near the edge of the curb. If not for the yellow bollards, its pale green exterior would blend into the background, making it hard to see, even on a clear day. When the two crashes occurred in March, it was overcast and had been raining, a perfect storm of conditions. The two accidents aren't the first time a car has come off-road at that exact same location. In 2013, a tree stood in the place where the node is currently planted. In December of that year, the tree was slammed into by an intoxicated driver, causing it to fall over. According to the local paper, the tree had been hit multiple times before being removed. So why put the node there? And it's not the only instance of a node being placed in a less-than-ideal location, either. Remember, this is your government we're talking about. In Tasmania, a node was built on the banks of the Tamar River, making it prone to flooding. A similar situation was encountered in Bowral, where heavy rainfall saw a node partially engulfed by water. According to NBN Co. spokesbureaucrat, the position of a node is, quote, carefully determined following NBN Co.'s network design rules, unquote. That includes assessing access to the property, government considerations, and environmental conditions. Notably, the design rules also take into account safety considerations, such as the driver's line of sight and high traffic. We got a little bit more coming up here. I can share it with you about the just disaster of Australia's government running the internet there, which, of course, you put the government in there, you put the internet in the hands of the government, and guess what? You also get censorship, which is also something they're doing Australia. There's more coming up here in moments. This is Free Talk Live.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent. Although a tropical storm, Florence continues to be felt, especially by the hundreds of thousands of people who are without power. North Carolina Governor Roy Cooper expects it to get worse, not better.
We have about 650,000 North Carolinians without power, and the utility companies tell us that this number will keep rising, and they think it could be anywhere from 1 million to 2.5 million people that could eventually lose power.
And South Carolina Governor Henry McMaster.
We're not going to have electricity in large parts of the state for maybe days and maybe even weeks.
At least five people have been killed by the storm in North Carolina, including a mother and an infant, when a tree fell onto their home in Wilmington. Police say the father was taken to a nearby hospital. Rescue efforts across the eastern seaboard are continuing. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-561-5716. That's 800-561-5716. Again, 800-561-5716.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It is Free Talk Live. We got time for you if you want to join us here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've also got the Discord on-air call-in line rooms. Head over to discord.lrn.fm. You can jump in there and talk with us, sounding almost like you're sitting here in the studio with me, Ian.
And Chris.
And also want to let you know about Bitcoin.com. If you're new to cryptocurrency, great place to get started, Bitcoin.com. They've got the Bitcoin.com Academy there where you can learn the basics about cryptocurrency like Bitcoin, and you can even pick up your first Bitcoin BTC or Bitcoin Cash through Bitcoin.com. Also get the latest news headlines there at news.bitcoin.com, and they've always got fresh news every single day about Bitcoin and the cryptocurrency world. Once again, that's news.bitcoin.com. We are talking about the disaster of the NBN. What does that stand for? National Broadband Network, or at least in theory, a network that has been an absolute disaster so far. You know why? Because it's the government who's in charge of it. This is in Australia. Now, keep in mind that even though we're talking about something that's happening in Australia, and certainly we're not an Australian-based talk show, remember, there are cities all across the United States who right now, there are people in those cities saying, we need municipal broadband. We must have the government running the broadband because these corporations are evil and Comcast bad and government good. So they're having government programs created in municipal areas to roll out broadband access. Well, again, you know what happens when you put the government in charge of internet? They get to know where you're going on the internet, right? unless you're using a VPN or some other way of obscuring Tor, for instance.
That's why we need VPNs, because we have government.
But this is like real government internet if it actually does end up getting rolled out. Yeah. Of course, then the taxpayers are footing the bill for internet access. And, of course, if internet access is given away free to some people, well, they're just going to gobble up as much of it as they possibly can and likely bring the speeds down to nil, even if they actually did successfully roll these things out. But we're looking at what happens on a national level when the entire nation of Australia, the entire government there is ostensibly providing internet services and how just botched up it is. And we've been talking about the locations of these nodes on the network where they're literally putting internet, critical internet infrastructure in a little, you know, green metal box sitting on the sides of things like high-speed roads and rivers. And then acting surprised when the river, right, you know, level goes up and the box floods. Or when a car careens off the road and smashes the box to bits. But this is your government for you. Here's a little bit more from CNET.com. For 2 weeks, there's been a hole in front of Barbara's house. It's on the sidewalk. Over the next month, NBN Co. technicians will work to permanently move the node at Redden Drive to this new location. The one at Redden Drive is the one that keeps getting hit by cars. Rather than continue to repair the node, it was deemed more cost-effective to move it here, 50 meters around the corner. Residents will experience minimal service disruption, says NBN Co.'s spokesbureaucrat. Recent Kellyville transplant Barbara, who also declined to give her last name, understands why the node is being moved to her street. The old location looks like a quiet piece of suburbia bordered by two schools and a church, but it might as well be a highway. Barbara's street is narrower and quieter. There's a little danger a car would come at speed in direction of the box. It certainly seems like a safer location. But the relocation comes at a price. An NBN Co. spokesperson would not provide a specific figure for how much it would cost. Remember, they're moving the node 50 meters away. Okay? Not exactly a really long, you know, distance. They won't even tell you how much this move will cost. Instead, saying that it, quote, sits within NBN Co.'s operational costs, unquote. But most estimates suggest installing new nodes usually cost NBN upwards of $2,000 and even balloon out towards $5,000 in Australian dollars. Between improving security, reducing latency, and increasing network stability, there's little argument that fiber to the premises is the superior technology. Rod Tucker, a laureate professor of electrical and electronic engineering at the University of Melbourne and a member of the advisory panel for the original NBN plan, the one that promised fiber to every single home, says that it offers the largest by far potential for high capacity. Coupled this with the ability to easily increase the speed by simply changing the modem, and it becomes clear that fiber to the premises was an ideal long-term solution. As Australians switch to the NBN, it's expected that the nation's ranking for internet connections will increase. But using the fiber-to-the-node technology that they're using provides a ceiling on how fast internet speeds can really go.
Do you want 25 megabits per second or do you want a gigabit per second?
The copper wiring is the limiting factor. To simplify it, the further you are from the node, the worse your speeds will be.
Oh, and guys, 1 gigabit per second is 1,000 megabits per second. So 1,000 megabits or 25. Yes. Which do you want?
Thanks for clarifying that. Moreover, as other nations continue to invest in fiber to the premises, any boost in Australia's global internet ranking is likely to be short-lived, as those countries surge ahead with connections beginning to push 1 gigabit per second, a speed that would allow a family of four to stream in 4K on multiple devices concurrently. So, again, they go on to point out that the future holds a painful, probably slow replacement of fiber to the node, he says, believing that Australia is already running into trouble with these connections, but it's too late to switch over to fiber to the premises because the money's already sunk. So the government changed their plans, and they sunk billions of dollars into this existing system of supposedly upgrading the copper networks.
They basically put money into the legacy technology.
Yeah. And that's, of course, sunken cost fallacy, right? When you put a bunch of money into a thing that you think is important, whoops, it turned out you could have spent the money better on this other thing. Well, sunken cost fallacy is saying, well, we need to just move full speed ahead into this other technology because we've already spent $40 billion on it. Because the money's been spent, so we need to stay right here and never change.
Yeah, you know, a slower rollout would have been better. The better way to go about this. Yeah, it's absolutely insane what they did here, because it was so ridiculously expensive to do it, and then it's like then you're gonna waste the money for basically an incremental speed bump. I mean,
it's nothing.
Why? Why would you throw away good money at a bad solution when you could have thrown it
there? The government.
Yeah.
The coalition promised to deliver their version of the NBN faster and at a lower cost. In 2013, they scrapped the old model and stated their own. Quote, the 2013 strategic review found the NBN would not achieve its financial or rollout targets using an all-fiber-to-the-premises model, since the project was 2 years behind target and faced substantial additional costs, said a spokesperson, saying further, the ambition of a universal connectivity is unique to Australia, given its expansive geography and population. NBN's flexible approach determines which technologies are utilized, unquote. So again, saying, see, we were gonna do fiber, but we need a flexible approach. We can use these old technologies.
Being flexible actually makes sense in Australia. If you're outside of the city, the fiber was not the solution. It never was, because it would have been too insanely expensive. But certainly within the city, they should have gone with fiber.
So here's some numbers for you. Since the coalition government took over the rollout and moved to this multi-technology mix, the budget skyrocketed from $29.5 billion to $49 billion, and the deadline blew out an extra 4 years. The current network is now on track for completion in 2020. So originally they promised 2016.
Yeah.
And as of July of this year, it's activated in just over 4.2 million homes, with the remaining 7 million ready to connect. However, only 1.2 million are actually using fiber to the premises. The rest of them are stuck on DSL.
Yikes.
Going on here, there was broad support in the Australian community for a first-rate fiber-to-the-premises NBN. But the Conservative government wanted to play politics for the sake of it, says Michelle Rowland, communications minister in the Labor government. And again, now they're turning your internet into a political football.
Mm-hmm.
So now, because the Conservatives are in charge, remember, it was the Liberals who originally promised this, apparently, but they screwed up. And so now the Conservatives are in charge of it, and they're screwing it up. And so now the Liberals get to say, see, we told you they were going to screw it up. See? You need to should have left us in charge. We would have made this happen. And people will believe them because they're the ones who aren't in charge. And they're going to switch out the chairs again, probably next time around. And, oh, God, we're coming up.
Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful, full-featured wallet that allows you to send and receive Bitcoin, BTC, and Bitcoin Cash, BCH, with anyone, anywhere in the world. It supports both single and multi-signature wallets and is available in multiple languages. The Bitcoin.com wallet is available on Windows, Linux, Mac, Android, and iOS devices. Use the Bitcoin.com wallet to buy, send, store, and receive both Bitcoin, BTC, and Bitcoin Cash, BCH. Learn more at wallet.bitcoin.com. That's wallet.bitcoin.com.
What's more profitable, running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the state. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out our website, tax.freetalklive.com.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for sunshine pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find sunshine pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
Several years ago, I was developing a very severe situation. I called it my flippy heart. It just was doing not good things. And I did not want to go to a medical doctor because I just knew they would give me a cover-up pill. I didn't want to get onto that sort of thing at all. When I learned it was garlic and cayenne, and cayenne is a healer. It is a wonderful herb. I said, I think I'm onto something here. I'll tell you, I wouldn't be without it. It did wonderful things for me.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, you dial toll free, you take control of the airwaves, bring up anything that you want. We're talking about the debacle in Australia, where the Australian government, under both the political parties, has absolutely failed to deliver the various different promises of faster internet to the homes in Australia, which, of course, the idea of even having government internet is a scary concept because, well, it enables government censorship, which is the other news in Australia that we haven't really covered recently. We covered it, you know, over time here on Free Talk Live, them slowly rolling out new controls over the things that you can access over the internet connections that they are managing, and managing poorly, as we're finding out here. It's Ian and Chris in the studio. Of course, as always, you're invited to join us here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. Now, if you are into cryptocurrency and you're also a retailer and you want to be able to accept crypto at the point of sale, you ought to check out AnyPay. AnyPay.global is where you can go to get signed up. And the sign-up process couldn't be any easier. You create your username and password, and you are in the system. That's it. There's no approval process. There's no paperwork. There's no government involved. Just go to AnyPay.global. You can easily accept different cryptocurrencies. They are doing some work right now on Dash. So if you're trying to use Dash with AnyPay, you're going to find that there's an outage at the moment, unfortunately. I'm calling it growing pains. AnyPay, you know, yeah. They've been around for a year now. They're rolling out multi-language support now, multi-currency, fiat currency support. So they've been doing some major changes to their infrastructure over this last several weeks. And it's... Well, Dash is hurting right now on the AnyPay platform. Yeah. But Bitcoin is working. BTC Bitcoin's is working just fine. Yeah, I didn't know that. I found that out today. So
switch to that.
Yeah, we'll keep you in the loop on AnyPay.global and how it continues to develop. But I had a really nice meeting with the folks at AnyPay today. They had what they call an all-hands-on meeting, or all-hands-on-deck or whatever, where I was actually invited to this so I could sit in on it. It was their first one they've had, and I think they've got a good vision for the future, and I'm excited about it. AnyPay.global, check them out there. So we were telling you some of the numbers here as we're wrapping out this story from CNET about Australia and their botched internet rollout, because, again, you turn something over to the government, guess what? It's going to cost more than what they estimate. The service is going to suck if it actually ends up starting, and in some cases, some homes do have the DSL that they've been given here. 4.2 million homes are connected to this NBN, this National Broadband Network. But there are, again, 20 million potential homes in Australia. And, yeah, so they're not even close. And they're way behind. They're above their budget, and they're way behind schedule. They're at least 4 years behind their schedule at this point, with a completion date ostensibly now to be in 2020. And you've got the politicians playing political football with people's internet access, each side, of course, blaming and pointing fingers at the other side. Now, if a corporation did this, if a corporation was pointing fingers and blaming, the other guy, well, you wouldn't have to do business with them. If a corporation fails to provide you with product or service, and they say, well, it's not our fault. It's the fault of this competitor. It's the fault of our contractor. Well, you're the customer. You don't care whose fault it is. You just want the internet to work. And if the internet doesn't work, then you can leave that competitor or you can leave that company and go to their competitor, presuming the government has allowed competition in these areas. And I'm still not clear on exactly what, if any, private internet access options there are in the nation of Australia. So if you're an Australian and you can clear that up for us, feel free to call in tonight or any old night. Again, toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. We've also got Discord over at discord.lrn.fm. But here's another comment. There again, these different politicians attacking one another. A spokesperson for Senator Fitfield said, quote, Australians can feel confident this country will be a world leader in fast universal broadband access in the coming years. Well, what does that mean? The coming years?
Somehow I
that can
it.
Mean anything.
No, the problem that we have is, and this is especially true in the United States, is you end up having a government who, in the United States, the problem is that the governments, the local city governments, have dictated monopolies for cable television services in the 80s, and that resulted in that monopoly has resulted in no competition to internet to this day, because what we had is two companies basically almost everywhere that could compete with each other, and it was just luck that we even had that. And that's only because back in the day, television couldn't go over copper, so they had they had to roll out the infrastructure. Unfortunately, by instituting the monopolies, the city government said, you will have a monopoly for so many years, it gave Correct. Them an advantage, whereas nobody else could compete in that market. And as a result, anybody who tries to enter the market today is not able to compete, because their investments have already been paid off, paid off, so they can undercut them on the price.
So
now, and so this is the problem. Like, even both in Australia, it has to do with socialism, and it has to do with socialism in America, why we have these problems in the first place.
Absolutely. A little bit more here from CNET. So, it seems poor conditions, intoxication, or excess speeds contributed to all reported accidents at Redden Drive. Again, we're talking about these network hubs, basically, these nodes that are physically, in some cases, just on the side of a road, on the side of a busy road that cars just crash into. It isn't NBN Co.'s responsibility to ensure safe driving around its nodes, nor is it their responsibility to ameliorate the issues of high traffic or speeding. In fact, a local council can object to where a node would be placed. Maybe it should have in this instance. But not factoring into the poor line of sight and the history of that particular corner shows a lack of foresight by NBN Co., echoing the lack of foresight that saw the government flip the network predominantly to using these nodes in the first place. On this busy Kellyville Street, a whole host of problems have arisen that can be traced back to the change in plans. Had an all-fiber rollout continued, there may not even be a node to hit in the first place. But the stakes are far higher than that. And even though Australians have been moving to higher speed plans in the past 6 months, with almost 1.5 million households now with download speeds of 50 megabits per second, how will the technology hold up 5 years from now? 10 years? As the residents, as the residents of Kellyville are acutely aware, once the car has already crashed, it's much harder and more expensive to fix.
Copper lines have to be replaced at a certain point, and these copper lines are probably already ancient. Okay,
you better believe it.
What's going to happen is you're going to have to replace the copper lines in a few years, which is going to have another huge expense. And what are you going to be replacing? You're basically going to be
the same
with
crap.
The same garbage that they're installing now.
Right.
The solution is to replace the fiber today because the copper lines already need to be replaced.
Well, the solution in the case of Australia is to let the market do it
and this,
not have the government do it.
Right, right. And somebody who is smart investment-wise, at least in populated areas of Australia, would be replacing it with fiber.
Correct.
Just like Verizon did in the United States. Not everywhere, but at least in the places that were populated enough where it made financial sense to do it.
Right. So the author of this article gets it wrong by suggesting that, well, if only we had just stuck with the original plan and had the government roll out fiber everywhere. Well, again, the reason why that didn't work out was because it's the government, and political winds change. And so all of this money has been spent now, and it's been completely fruitless and pointless.
You can't change halfway through because you've already thrown the money out at one solution, and then you're going to throw that out? Well, you're going to lose that money, and then it's going to cost the other solution, which is a poorer solution, is going to have another increased cost because you didn't invest in that prior.
And if it's a private company that's doing this, and they go belly up, nobody loses except the investors. Whereas here, everybody's losing in the entire country of Australia. Let's go to Sarah. She's in New Mexico. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Sarah.
Hey, yes. You know what? There's a plan. We have a one-way street, and they're speeding so much that they're going to turn it into a two-car-lane street. And the funny thing is they're already going both ways on a one-way street because of the illegals here, the driver's license, they just give out illegal driver's license. They can't read English. So they're already going both ways on a one-way street.
Are you really going to try to tell me that that the problem with people going the wrong way down a runway one-way street has to do with people who are immigrants?
Well, the thing is...
Do you think that the people who move here are idiots, Sarah?
Well, they can't really read English, but I'm actually kind of
really,
to,
really.
I'm just kind of
you know that to. English and Spanish use pretty much the same set of letters. Like, there's a couple of letters that are a little different in Spanish, but it's pretty much the same set of letters. And I'm pretty sure most people coming from Mexico know how to use the words 1, 2, and 3, right? So they've already got the one part of one way down. It's probably not that hard to figure out the rest of it. I mean, it's really not that hard to figure out driving signs and rules. Thank you for the call tonight, Sarah. Pretty laughable. Out of time for tonight, but check out more Chris. He's over on Freedom Decrypted, which is a video program on Saturdays. FreedomDecrypted.com. You can check out that. You can check out back episodes any old time you want to. So check it out. We'll see you tomorrow online. In the meantime, FreeTalkLive.com.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down-home value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They sew pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. They put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need most. Diamond Gusset's got it, others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get Diamond Gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com, that's Gusset.com, or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond Gusset jeans got it, others don't.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. See website for details.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can.
because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text DO33 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over a million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text DO33 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's DO33 to 350350.